I've told people I'd like to be on that little rise in front of Kmart on South 4th Street, because you can look part way up the mountain and see the race coming, and you can see it going downhill from that point toward 4th and Susquehanna, so you'll have a good view of about a half to three quarters of a mile of what this animal looks like. At the bottom of the hills from Stabler Fields, there is an acute right turn, and the cyclists will have to almost be
you'll,
stopped dead.
You'll smell burning rubber from the brake blocks down there, I guarantee you, if you're downwind.
If you're into close-up photography and some smiles and some grimaces on faces of cyclists, that's a good place, because they'll be going just a few miles an hour to make that very sharp turn before they start uphill again.
You know, it's pick a spot that you feel like will be good. Again, there's choices between riders going fast, riders going slow. Maybe you just want to step outside your own door if it's on the race course and set up your picnic chair and sit and watch.
Hey gang, I'm Mr. Mark. It's a Mr. Mark show starting up. Don't forget to look at the bicyclers go by your house and give those guys a pizza, a cheesesteak, something to take along with them. Show that you're not the, well, what people say you are. I'm going to do the spot ID, the public service announcement. I'm going to do the weather, the news, the update, the sports, the editorial spot, the commentary, the safety warning. And I got it all written down right here. I got to do the spot. Hello, radio punks. It's your street gang radio station committed to rob you of dangerous and false credit cards and cash while filling your day with beautiful music and a song about a peace train that embarks from Allentown Station on a long route across our great country, then on into the sea, where the train will submerge and run on the ocean floor looking for sunken ghost ships filled with a precious cargo of stolen diamonds. Local jewelers want those diamonds back, since they are in fact not diamonds at all, but a tiny device that picks up and records sensitive conversations about a secret crime ring that meets once a week to hold a fundraiser so they can afford to go out and do more crimes next week. You can help the crime ring by having the decency to pitch in and contribute what you can to secure the recovery of the stolen painting by the master artist Clara Metti. This beautiful painting was stolen from the Allentown Art Museum. If you see this painting, please call the police. It looks just like a Newport cigarette billboard. Police don't have any idea where it could be. Say, a beautiful and mysterious woman tried to come in the station to persuade me to help her break into a car. She tried to come in the station, but it wasn't as easy as all that, because your old pal Mr. Mark is no pushover. You know I wasn't born yesterday. She wanted me to open up and show her how we are able to use our radio transmitter to make people's lights blink on and off across the city. We hold the switch that connects all the power in the local area. If we sap the power, we can boost the radio signal. The Mr. Mark Show continues after this. WMUH Allentown, 91.7 on your FM dial from the campus of Muhlenberg College here in Allentown. And with the birds singing and the sun shining in the sky, you're there stuck in a basement office serviced by just a tiny porthole through which you can see the sun sometimes. But you'll be released from your gainful employment by sunset, and you can enjoy the chirping crickets and the garbage barge that goes by. Master musicians heralding the coming of the Trump bicycle race. I'm just standing by commentating for you. In the background right now, the master musicians of Jujuka. And ironically, area laborers and waitresses, cab drivers, and the scum of the earth, the city has announced it's cutting your salary as a budgetary measure. All employers are being directed to cut salaries in half because not enough people are using the newly constructed Allentown subway. Without money to run a car, you'll take advantage of the subway services to connect you with Bethlehem, Limeport, Albany, and another city called Allentown. Just a coincidence, really, to run through another city called Allentown, but that's where the route goes. And in this other Allentown, there are two skyscrapers, one pointing upward and one pointing down. And they're connected in the middle, and they revolve like a windmill, throwing office furniture and file cabinets around and hurling clerks and typists out the windows just for the spectacle. The revolving skyscraper is insured, and usually, when a city full of delinquents finds out a building is insured, you typically see a little fire started. Someone gets careless with matches over there, but I digress. The music you are listening to is rated for all ages. The station pledges never to play questionable music or unsightly labeled lyrics hostile to you, the long-suffering, hard-working local labor pool. The Mr. Mark Show will be right back. Greetings, man. I'm Mr. Mark. What you just heard, I usually like to tell you what you heard. I don't think the last thing you heard can be described. But I'll tell you what you heard before that. Well, anyway, we had a Depeche Mode song in there. Some of you guys like Depeche Mode because of the name. And the song was called Everything Counts. Before that, Julie Cruz. We had a song called The Swan. Boy, do I ever like Julie Cruz. She's cool. In the background right now, Scott Johnson. Boy, do I ever like Scott Johnson. He's cool, too. Glad you tuned in, and I want to tell you, the Chamber of Commerce is now responsible with waste disposal from Allentown's powerful nuclear energy plant, located safely over an underground coal fire in a fault zone. This plant is safe because, with the funding troubles, the construction was never finished, but someday the last brick will be laid and the operation will provide jobs, if not electricity. Register to vote to show you care about life where the problems of too little people don't mean a hill of beans. Those problems can be solved by the Chamber of Commerce. These highly trained experts know the ins and outs of your sordid secrets, and you ought to be ashamed of yourself. In the background, I'm sure I don't know what this is. Come to the Topless Coffee House. I gotta read the spot. Wait a sec. The local Topless Coffee House, run by remote control with holograms instead of actual human staff, the Topless Coffee House could be real, or it could be only a dream in the mind of a sleeping astronaut locked in a capsule in a savage experiment to test the limits of human capacity and invade and conquer our culture with a mind probe. Aware listeners know the mind probe is a simple and safe form of everyday brain slavery, which goes hand in hand with the local sea monster that lives in the Lehigh River, disguised as a garbage barge, and scares local rural families with a fearful and terrifying radio show, which you can experience if you dare just by subscribing to cable radio. Remember, if you're listening and you haven't paid, you owe us money, deadbeat. I'm Mr. Mark. The Mr. Mark Show goes on every Tuesday. Your Tuesday of Terror from 3 to 6 p.m. And don't forget the Lehigh Valley Community Broadcasters Association brings this show to you. And this is where you ought to address your objections. I gotta go.